This is Fresh Air. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says Hungarian pianist Annie Fischer should be included in any list of the greatest pianists of this century. Fischer, who is now in her 70s, isn't as well known in this country as she is in Europe. She's seldom performed in America and hasn't made a lot of records. But several of her recordings have recently been reissued on compact disc, and Lloyd has a review.
Annie Fischer is a small, elegant woman, but the first time I saw her, I thought she was monumental. Shoulders back, arms swinging, she strode out on stage in an austere, black, floor-length gown and looked 8 feet tall. She nodded to the audience, sat down, and began to play. No nonsense, no display. If it weren't for that nod, you might have thought she didn't know anyone else was there. And while she played, she was completely rapt, not in the piano, but in the notes themselves. Her glistening, pearly tone could explode into passages of overwhelming power. Effortless transitions showed she knew exactly what the composer intended, not only at that particular moment, but how every moment fit into the grand architecture of an entire piece. Her performance was less an interpretation than the act of living through each note. Someone remarked afterwards that you could tell she thought it was the music that was great and not herself. Her repertory tends to be unadventurous, standards from Mozart through the major 19th century figures, with a toe occasionally dipping into 20th century waters. Until fairly recently, her recordings have been pretty hard to find. But the Priceless label, less is spelled with one S and a dollar sign, has been releasing a number of Annie Fischer recordings on cassettes, and now there are also 3 CDs. Glorious performances made in London in the 1950s and 60s. There are Mozart, Schumann, and Bartok concertos, and Carnival, Schumann's masterpiece of Commedia dell'arte and Split Personality for solo piano. Here's a bit of Schumann's self-portrait of his own impulsive, compulsive side, a character he called Floristan. Typically, Annie Fischer worked with the best conductors. The Schumann Concerto is a 1963 performance with the Philharmonia Orchestra under Otto Klemperer. The introspective, melodic Bartok Third Piano Concerto under Igor Markevich dates from 1955, barely a decade after Bartok finished it. Actually, Bartok never quite finished it. He died before he completed the scoring of the last 17 bars. Fischer turns the piano into nature itself, awakening or dreaming, in a movement Bartok called Adagio Religioso. There's also a wonderful disc consisting of two Mozart concertos with the Philharmonia, conducted elegantly by Sir Adrian Bolt. Here is Annie Fisher at her most sublime, in the heartbreakingly intimate slow movement of the 23rd concerto. Annie Fisher said after her American visit last March that she probably wouldn't be returning. If that's true, then at least we'll have these recordings with which to hear and rehear this cherishable artist.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a series of compact discs on the Priceless label featuring Annie Fisher. This is Fresh Air.